Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo!
And
that's me.
Gabe Philbin.
Hey.
Dylan Rausch is out. He has no internet. He's stuck in the gulags of Salt Lake City.
The Mormons took his internet!
And they won't give it back.
They will not give it back.
The Tabernacle Choir.
They teamed up with the Amish, and this was their deal. Like, no technology, and we will help you. We'll help you take down the non-believers, I guess? I don't know.
Mormons don't really have anything against not Mormons.
Except Dylan.
Except for... yeah, Dylan is the only one.
Yeah.
You'll soon find that the podcast can prevail with or without the Dolan. We're going to talk about our... we're going to tease our Game of the Year predictions. What does that mean?
You're not going to find out.
You won't believe.
You will never know.
We're going to tell you, and they're going to be so crazy, you won't believe it until we talk about it on next week's show.
Gabe confirms his undying love for Assassin's Creed 4.
We have to BuzzFeed this and be like, we've got two finalists for Game of the Year. One of them is BioShock Infinite, and the other you won't believe.
I've been thinking about it a lot, guys.
Also, I just made that up. We don't have anything.
You know, no one really played it, so it kind of didn't get like a lot of attention.
BioShock Infinite.
But Fuse, man. Fuse.
You didn't play a Fuse.
Game of the Year.
You know, you're all talking about this game. You have no idea.
What about?
It wasn't good.
I'm pretty.
But I can expect.
I'm pretty sure Knack is Game of the Year.
Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's some generic ass shit.
It sure was.
I wouldn't mind them like trying again though.
Yeah.
Like if
I think well, the thing is, a lot of the issues with it are mind-boggling. That like they didn't think this would get old. Really, they didn't. Like...
Did no one play this from start to finish?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
To see? Just to maybe see.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was,
it was
fun
like
in all these little. It was a lot of fun in all these little bits I played. I'm sure it's good.
Well, and, like, why bother with the pre-rendered cutscenes every like 2 seconds just for like you to jump from one area to another? And
yeah,
there's just a lot of weird stuff in there. And like, why bother with the voice acting if there's no real story?
Yeah. Also, like, I think the voice acting actually killed part of the initial charm that I thought was there. Because when you hear Knack talk and he's like, rrr, 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 I was like, oh, that's not. That's not what I thought this was.
Yeah.
Why is he so mean? Why is he so angry all the time?
Well, and at the end of the game, you start to think about it, and he's killing his own kind. Like, he's made of relics. He's an old, ancient being. And then all of a sudden, he's fighting for all these humans that do nothing but, like, harvest these things and turn them into energy and all that shit.
And, so and, he's then, like, and make them into little men that go around killing their own kind.
Exactly. Like, the final boss in Knack is another relic. Like, you kill your own kind. For what reason?
Spoilers. You
know? Spoilers.
Oops. Game of the Year.
Oh, and then Cole dies. Ah!
Oh, fuck.
At the end, you fight Cole, and you kill him. You're on the other side of things. Yeah, I didn't finish Neck. I don't know if I will. I started playing Calzone. That game looks really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really pretty.
How involved are you in it? Did you finish that cliff mission?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's been like a little while since I played what I played, and then since then it's been all Zelda when I've had time.
I beat that 2 days ago.
I think I have 3 Dark World dungeons left on my map. X's marked, 3 paintings left. Hey, but yeah, it's been whenever I have time, that's what I pick up and play.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I really like Ravio. I think that's his name.
Oh, yeah, the guy who rents you the stuff and sells you stuff. Yeah.
He's hilarious. He's, like, my favorite Zelda character in a long time.
That, and he, like, Like, I mean, he's going for squatter's rights, right? Like, that's his goal. That's why he's there. Just like, I'm going to hang out here for a while. I mean, you're not here. You're out there adventuring. I'm just gonna set up a thing here. And then
you know what's cool about that game? And I'm not going to spoil anything, but like in true like old school video game fashion, especially Nintendo games, like there's not a whole lot of story. It's very simple and basic, but it gives you just enough at the end to like bring you back and be like, oh yeah, this is a big event that's going on. Like there's a lot of stuff at stake.
Yeah.
That, you know, you don't really think about it. And like, it's actually really humorous and really clever and has a lot of cool undertones, and like just how it all plays out at the end is really cool.
Yeah. What I kind of thought was, I don't know if it's funny, but it's just kind of interesting. Like ever since that, like several years ago when Nintendo released that like timeline of the Zelda universe and like the splits and everything, it seems like since then, like especially in this game, there's that, oh, you are the hero of our, it's like they're really nailing down that idea that of the splitting timelines and all that, like that I don't think has been as present in other games, like the idea that you are one of many who has done this, you know.
I think after
it was Wind Waker around the time was when they released that map, right?
The timeline came out around Skyward Sword.
Hyrule,
like after Skyward Sword.
That like Bible of Zelda.
No, I have that. No. The timeline existed way before that came out.
Not the official Nintendo timeline.
With that, and that's what was the huge news.
Yeah, the official. There wasn't a time.
Decades,
yeah,
but
right. There was no Nintendo timeline before that. Don't try to fight
but
it.
You're
this
right.
Is true.
There was something that came out years ago, and I don't think it was fan made. Maybe they didn't call it official, but I think it was made within Nintendo.
Sure as shit wasn't a timeline.
Yeah, well, Wind Waker was probably the first game to be like one hero of many, or to like the freaking opening, you know, cinematic for Wind Waker calls out the hero of time explicitly and says generations ago. And that's why they dress all the little boys when they're of age in the green tunic. So,
right. Yeah.
That was probably the first game to, like, mention other heroes.
Yeah.
Although, I think in Zelda 2? Doesn't it say in Zelda 2 that a previous
hero
had saved the princess generations ago or something? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, a direct... Wasn't that a direct sequel?
It was a direct sequel, but it took place years later. And it was
a different
Zelda.
Oh, okay.
Wait, which one?
Zelda 2.
Link, the Adventures of Link?
Yeah.
Didn't it pick up exactly where Zelda 1 ended?
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
no,
it does.
Zelda 1 ends with you and Princess Zelda just like, yeah, and holding up the Triforce.
It ended there in the chamber where she's asleep, and the second one picks up right there where she's asleep in the chamber.
I don't think she's asleep at the end of Zelda 1.
I don't remember. I was pretty sure she was, though. I guess it's been a while, but I thought she was still out.
I don't know. I just remember the angry video game nerd, like chronologically confused or whatever, when he talks about Zelda 2 and how it takes place years later after the first one,
that's,
and it's
that's
a different
what's
Zelda.
Confusing me. That's what's confusing to me now. Just now, it became super confusing to me. I thought I had it figured out all these years.
You need the official timeline.
I do have Hyrule Historia. I just haven't really opened it.
I have the digital version that came with the Wii U that I got, and I have the real version that I got for my birthday.
Oh. Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I've read it twice.
The book's so nice. He read it twice. But I think everyone's game of the year has to be Animal Crossing, right? It's just
my game of the year is the game theory about Majora's Mask that came out about a month ago.
It's just a theory.
A game of the year theory.
It's a great video. You should
everybody should
look that up.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. So what else did we play this year that we liked?
The Rest of Us.
Yes, that was good.
I'm so excited to play that on my new TV. So hype. So hype.
Beyond Two Souls.
Hell yeah. Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
awesome.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, I don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Just let it play itself.
Yep. Yeah, until the very end. Like, I almost hope that I find it just riveting and amazing.
But you won't.
I won't.
That would be the perfect game to, like, just let it stand alone, like, play footage of us playing it or something, and just every time something just unacceptable happens, pause the game and look at the camera. Be like, all right. All right, supporters, explain. Why is this good?
All right, listeners, call in.
Just set down the controller and let it continue on through whatever's happening. Just be like, please tell me why this is good.
But you know what is good? Watching two best friends play the entire game.
Revenge! I'm gonna explain the scene to Ryan. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're playing Beyond Two Souls. Uh-huh. And there's this scene where Ellen Page is like a teenager. She's like a tween, and she's at a party with a bunch of kids she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, they all just turn on her and start bullying her. And they're like, "Let's lock her up. She's a witch." And it doesn't make any sense, but they put you in a closet.
That's what I would do to a witch. Because I've heard that wooden doors are their weakness.
Mm-hmm. But along, like, with bullets.
She's like in there crying and stuff, right? And then you can take control of Aiden, her ghost, and like get her out. So she gets out, and the kids are partying in the other room. And basically she starts walking towards the front door, and she stops. And then you get the prompt of, like, press circle to leave or press X for revenge. And on two best friends, like, it's three guys playing the game, and they're all like, "Revenge!" And he's like, "Dude, I've never pressed X so hard in my life."
Press so X good. To revenge.
And then you fucking stab a guy.
Yeah, you stab a dude in the shoulder and burn the fucking house down. It's awesome.
Like you do.
But honestly, my first time playing through that game and I got to that part, I was like, this is cool. Like, I was engaged. I was invested. I was like, this is cool. I want revenge. Fuck these kids. I was so pissed. But
fuck these poorly written assholes.
Yeah, they were poorly written.
The kids are all right.
Oh, like Julianne Moore? Mm-hmm. And Mark Ruffalo?
Mm-hmm.
And someone else?
I don't. Sure. I didn't play Beyond Two Souls.
Good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I might be willing to borrow it and play it just to see how bad, but
I want to see. Yeah, I want to see what you think, because you Surge like and Rain. Dub and Foz didn't like Heavy Rain, but they liked Beyond, and I'm like, what the fuck? Am I in Bizarro World?
I can't speak for Surge and Foz, but I know Dub likes Man of Steel, and I watched Man of Steel because Dub was like,
Surge,
yeah,
Foz,
pretty good.
And Brian all like Man of Steel.
You know what's funny about that is, like,
and then I watched it, and that movie's a piece of shit.
A friend of mine has been, he likes to, he posts a lot, like, he'll find deals online and stuff, and he always shares it on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, and recently he has been posting, my least favorite movie of the year is only $10 on Amazon, give it to someone you hate. And it was Man of Steel. I bought The Hobbit for $10 at Best Buy. I haven't watched it yet.
You know what you should do instead?
Hmm.
Just buy The Lord of the Rings again, just, even if you already have it.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Because fuck, man.
Was it really that bad? I don't know. I just kind of want to watch
it's not
to,
that bad,
to have watched
but like,
it. But it's like, the only thing that has kept me from watching it since I bought it is, like, when the fuck am I going to find 3 hours to just, like, hang out? Like, watch this fucking movie. I'm looking at the time on the back of it like, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, damn. And this is the regular version. Like, the extended cut special edition was sitting there. I was like, uh-uh.
Not today.
Mm-mm.
No, no, no. You should have just smacked it off the shelf.
Get the fuck out of my store. Yeah. Yeah, probably. But Anyway, so other games on the list. Really, all we've done is talk about games we don't like.
Which, in all honesty, is more fun.
It is more fun.
We've done whole podcasts on.
So. Yeah.
Like, we did a whole podcast for Bioshock and Last of Us.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
And I don't think Ryan was, like, crazy about either of those. Which, what are you crazy
about?
No,
I was, I really liked Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah. My man.
Actually, I really liked The Last of Us, too, but I don't know. I think we all said so much about them.
Yeah.
And I went into The Last of Us not thinking I was not going to like it. Because, you know, just I think it was the initial impression of what it looked like. I think a lot of people were surprised by what game you actually got. Because it just, like, we had all talked about it. It looked like Apocalypse Uncharted.
Because you play it and you're like, I'm not having fun right now. What the fuck?
But then you play it and it's not that. And it was something much more interesting. Which was good.
You want to have fun? Go fuck yourself.
It's weird. I spent a good couple hours like playing multiplayer to like remember how to play it because I hadn't played it in so long. Mm-hmm. Then I went to a friend's house to play it for them, and it's just like when you're in the story mode, it's still like you get nervous and like you start to panic when like the shit hits the fan. It's hard to like play it precisely. The game does a really good job of forcing you to be in that mood. The character's in, I guess.
Yeah.
The AI in that game, like the enemy AI, is really engaging, I guess you could say. They like adaptive to like what you do. The allies are kind of silly.
Yeah. But it's really cool. Like all the boomers that bloaters.
Yeah.
All the bloaters that I avoided by just throwing a brick in the right direction and mm-hmm. just taking my time slowly walking past everybody. Like I avoided huge confrontations that way. And I'm like, that's mm-hmm. cool that you could do that.
Yeah. It's like the first 4 hours of that game. You can't like, it's pretty much until you get to, I think it's pretty much until like Pittsburgh. You're kind of on rails ish. Like Billstown is kind of where it opens up a bit, but then Pittsburgh really broadens it.
Yeah.
And that's like when the game really picks up. That's not something I noticed the first time through.
Also, a lot of times when you start running into clickers, like those, you always have the option to sneak around them. And so when you really start running into more of those, when you start getting more of these options, I don't know, like that. I mean, even with the technical issues I had with that game, which you guys, I remember back when we had that podcast, you guys didn't seem to run into the same ones I did. I thought they were silly and kind of ridiculous at times, but
I ran into a bunch of glitches that night, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" It was all in one sitting too.
I spoke of them, and they came to they became
no
real.
Seriously, like because I played a lot of it at home, and I never had one glitch, and then all of a sudden it was just glitch hell, and like there's people like zombies running into corners and shit, and like certain things weren't working, and like ammo clips or something were just floating in midair. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I never had any of those. The only like the noticeable, I don't even think you can consider it a glitch because it's just how the game works, is when you're stealth, they just don't notice you're like, they don't notice Ellen Page.
No, they never do. That's not a glitch. That's intentional.
Yeah.
The stuff I was running into was like the biggest one that I saw repeatedly was like the enemy insta shift. Whereas, like I said, there was that one area where I saw a bunch of guys in a building, and then I saw one dude standing at the end of the street. So I was like, well, I'm gonna go take out that one dude. And I walked over there, and it was like everyone that was inside the building like teleported to standing next to that guy. like as I walk closer, I'm just looking, I can see everything. I've got full view of this area, and then all of a sudden all these guys just pop in. And there it was all the dudes that were in the building. Like they just shifted out there.
Surprise.
And I ran into stuff like that several times in the game, like where it was like you'd hit some kind of invisible trip line that would reset the scenario, I guess. I don't know. But other than that, the story itself was really good.
And you know those bugs suck, but even more than the story, which was great, but I really like, I enjoyed the mechanics. I think they work at creating the vibe that they were going for. Like,
right.
People could complain that the controls are kind of complicated and or clunky, but I think those are probably the wrong ways to describe it. Like, yes, they kind of are, but it's more like they have there's a reason why they feel that way. You know, it's not resistance where you have like you pause the game and you have a spin wheel of 18 different weapons to choose from, and it pauses the game and you instantly have it out. And like, the point is you have to like, okay, wait, I gotta pull out my backpack, and this is all in real time. You pull your backpack off and you have to open it and grab your weapon, and you know, that's that adds to the tension. You know, there's a purpose for it. Anyways, yeah, Last of Us is my game of the year. I mean, what?
Did I just say that out loud?
Like, other games that, like, I wish that I had played more of. I mean, I still have time, but.
Hey,
I
Mario's good. You should get
Yeah,
Mario.
I didn't. Well, I have
fuck
it.
Fuck that game.
I have
fuck
it,
that
and
game.
I need to play more of that. I've been playing Zelda. On the Nintendo front, we've got that. We've got Zelda. We've got Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing isn't Game of the Year.
That was last year. No, that was this year.
Animal Crossing was
no
this
shit.
Year. That came out like a couple weeks before The Last of Us.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
I remember because I bought them on the same day. And I was like, it couldn't get any more different between games.
Like, I need to play more Mario. I think that this won't be like a Game of the Year contender, but I do want to play more Dead Rising 3. I've got it. I need to play more of that.
I'm kind of bummed out that that's more of the same.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 3?
Yeah, I guess.
I was watching a friend play it, and I'm like, Like, I was hoping that it would...
That's why I said from the start, I'm a genius.
I was hoping that it would go more dark like it seemed to during that E3 demo.
Right.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's running around with giant
hashtag
duct tape
things
Wolverine
Capcom
claws
done.
And a fucking horse helmet. Uh-huh. I'm like, God damn it.
Capcom dog.
Then I don't know. But so you can't give any love to Animal Crossing, Gabe?
No.
You're a dummy.
That's all I gotta say about that.
You're a dumb dumb. That's okay.
It's a nice time sink, but like,
yeah.
I had plenty of fun with it. It's not something I would even consider for Game of the Year, though.
Yeah, Ryan, you fucking idiot.
I would.
Wow. That's cool.
I'd consider it. I don't think it would win, but I don't know. I had a really good time with it.
Like, for that IP to ever be considered by me for that, for, like, Game of the Year, it would need to really fundamentally like change a lot of stuff. Like, you can't
dark,
fucking
gritty
have
reboot.
Every single thing you want to do take 24 hours. Like, oh hey, you want to demolish this thing so you can put a new thing? Well, that's going to take 2 days. What? You fucking kidding? Oh, you want to change your roof and make this room bigger? That's going to take 2 days also. It's just so much shit. It's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You run out of things to do within an hour.
Yeah.
It sucks. Sucks.
Yeah. It definitely has a problem. And I also don't like some of the stupid little things, like you walk into a house or a building and you always have to click through the greeting.
And the load screens too. Like, it's not as, it should be snappy. It should be like, oh, I go into this house, and it should be seamless. Like,
yeah.
There's so much waiting in that fucking game. Like, waiting for it to load up when you start it, waiting to load when you walk into any house or store. It needs to be snappy. If everything there was just streamlined, it would be
there
a million times.
There definitely needs to be a way to skip through the going to the island song.
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, well, man. Even like you catch a bug and you have to fucking see that same... Whatever your guy says when he catches that bug.
Yeah, always the same dumb little pun.
Like, 90% of that game is me pressing A, even though it's not doing anything. Like, waiting for the text to populate so I can skip it.
Yeah. Yep. It has its issues.
You know why that's there, though. That's there so that you get the illusion that you're playing for, you know, hours on
yeah,
it,
for
but you're
a
not
time.
Actually
yeah.
playing for hours. You're waiting most of the time.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why the it takes a day to get your house built and your
yeah.
roof changed and all that shit. Yeah, it is just to keep you coming back and playing. I actually haven't picked it up in a while. I was going to go turn it on tonight and see what kind of condition my city is in.
I deleted that shit for Pokemon.
Well, I have it on a cartridge, so there. But where's Pokemon rank for you guys? How's that doing?
Not in contention. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's like it's Pokemon.
Just like every other Pokemon, I played it like 3/4 of the way through. And
oh, you didn't beat it?
Nope.
This is the first one I finally beat.
I'll get there, man. I'll get back to it. But I bought all these...
We should just Pokefest. We never Pokefested.
Yeah, we should. Definitely.
Yeah.
I bought all these 3DS games all in one shot. I was having one of those nights where I'm like,
I'm
just
going to
buy
Mansion?
Everything that I want to buy for this console. I didn't go nuts. I should have bought Mario and Luigi Super or whatever, and I maybe would have bought Mario Tennis.
Did you get Luigi's Mansion?
I got Luigi's Mansion. I got Phoenix Wright. Dual Destinies.
See, why aren't you getting these on cartridge, though? Because then I can borrow them.
Haha,
because he doesn't want you to.
Switching cartridges is the worst.
Yep.
Especially on, like, I could see the argument for buying hard copies for consoles or whatever, just because you want your little collection on the rack. But nobody has a fucking collection of your handhelds. Nobody wants to carry a cartridge everywhere you go. No.
Yep.
My 3DS is a self-contained unit of the best entertainment and video game industry right now. Like, I look at my PS4 and my PS3 and all this stuff, and I'm like, I got my 3DS, bitch. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. 3DS is awesome. If I had to choose console of the year, 3DS, hands down. Oh,
yeah.
My God. It's my little GameCube. It's my GameCube 2.
It's been fun. I enjoy it.
But where are the guns?
Where are the guns?
True. Yeah, no, I actually missile. Wouldn't mind a shooter, like a cool like third-person shooter, maybe with a, like a lock-on thing. I guess I do
Kid
have Metal Gear Solid 3. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kid Icarus. Mm-hmm. But you know what sucks? Kid Icarus, they don't sell digitally. What the fuck? It's a first-party title.
Huh.
Yeah.
They did the same shit on PSP with Birth by Sleep. I was furious.
Okay, furious. I guess I'm going to bring up another game. That I know is probably not for any of us, but I think will be talked about at other places. What about GTA 5?
Madden 25.
Yes, Madden 25. You got me. No, GTA 5.
GTA 5?
Yeah.
I played quite a bit of it.
Yeah, it was just, it's GTA.
You know, with that franchise, like, I want to be fair to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think... You have to show respect for the awesome writing and storytelling, writing and voice acting, and
right.
You have to show respect for this fucking world, gigantic world that's always streaming as you drive from one place to another or fly from one place to another. You could jump out of your plane and land, and it's all populated in there. Like, the tech behind it is unreal. It's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So I give nothing but respect for that. But at the end of the day, like, when I want to play what I want to play, GTA is lower on the list than something like a Mario or a Last of Us or anything like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like GTA, but more as like an appetizer. I'll play it here and there, like when I feel like driving around. The problem is like the game is mostly just driving. You know
yep.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Driving's not that engaging to me.
which Saints Row 4 did away with.
Yeah. They were like, hey,
which is
dog,
another game I need to reconsider.
I need to play it. I need to play How the Saints Saved Christmas.
It's been so long since I played it that it's easy to forget just because it's been a while. But, man, That was fun. That game was a lot of fun.
Did you see that they made the Hey Ash What You Playing crew?
Yeah, I did. DLC I haven't actually gone in there to check it out yet, though.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, that game was so much fun. It really was.
Man, I wish I played it.
You should. You should do that.
It will probably go on sale over Steam.
You have a job now. You can get it.
Yeah, but like I gotta get like a mattress.
Hey, is Borderlands still coming to Vita?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Well, if I get a Vita, it might be fun.
Hey, they got that Telltale game coming out.
That could be interesting. I hope that's not what they
Borderlands mean. Vita.
Oh, probably
no,
not.
No,
probably
they
not.
They said Borderlands 2 was coming to Vita.
Cool. I hope. I'm going to grab a redesign.
Vita Slim.
I was playing Tearaway. Actually, I saw a review for the redesign, and I'm like, God, those colors are cool, and it's a little bit thinner and looks nice.
It's 200, right?
I think so, yeah. And then I started playing Tearaway last night. I'm like, all right, I'll buy one of these. And it, like, also being able to play PS4 games in bed. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Vita with PS4 is, like, pretty awesome. They must have had that, like, planned since the Vita came out.
Like, just trust us, guys, seriously.
Yeah. Just hold on.
Just hang on, it's hold coming. On. I haven't actually tried it yet.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Cool beans, man.
So, I have to say that when it comes through to, like, normal playthroughs of games, I would say game of the year for me would be BioShock Infinite over Last of Us. But then, if we're considering like the hard mode, where 1999 mode was more similar to like veteran difficulty on Call of Duty, survival actually changed like a lot of shit in the Last of Us. So like survival mode in Last of Us is like, I don't know, difficulty of the year. can I say that?
Nope.
Damn it. It's my Dottie. Like, shit, man. Survival in Last of Us was so fucking cool.
I did not try it.
You gotta. I mean, I'm not gonna be like, dude, you're not playing it right if you're not playing on survival. It's like, no.
I think you just said that. God, what
no,
a dick.
I didn't say that.
What a dick.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my face.
I'm in your face.
Get your words out of my face.
You know what's funny, Gabe?
Mm.
I'm thinking about like Mario in this instance, and I think Mario, a lot like Animal Crossing, has certain hurdles that it has to do to like be considered, you know, for me at least. This is just my personal thing, but I feel like Mario was fucking great. It was really good, and it was super long. There were so many levels.
Fuck that last
level. It kept not ending. You know, I was like, Jesus Christ, there's another world? Jesus Christ, there's another world? You know. So.
Would you say that you spent about the same amount of time on that last level as you did on the rest of the game?
No, close. God, that last level is unbelievable.
How easy was it once you started listening to my division of labor strategy? Way easier.
Not.
Because I'm a genius.
Okay.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
Oh, I ain't taking that back.
Yeah, but no, that game was great. It was really good. It was really creative, and fuck, is it fun with multiplayer? Like,
yeah.
Every time, like even just one person playing with Rach, or playing with you, or playing with you and Devin. You know, like I want to play with four people for a while, like and see. I feel like it could be like Mario Party, like just competitive and everybody's fucking each other over, but then we're trying to get through the level. I think it could be a blast. We were like screaming during the VGXs.
Yeah, VGXs were awesome. I don't know what people are talking about.
Like that game is a riot, and there's, you know, and I say this every time, like when we have a blast with a Nintendo game, but there's nothing like it. like Nintendo still makes games that makes people like really bond or have a great fucking time together in the same room, and you can't get that experience on PlayStation or Xbox, you know. It just doesn't exist, and so, you know, hats off to Nintendo for still doing that, you know, but like, if we're looking at it as, you know, Mario objectively the whole package next to something like BioShock or Last of Us or anything like that, it just sucks because you know Nintendo could do better, you know.
Well, Game of the Year is like kind of different for like different people, because if you're just going for something like fun, then there's no way Last of Us is gonna be like up there. That's like an experience game, and the experience is fun, but like actually playing the game is like terrifying.
Well, the way I look at it,
and like stressful.
Look, the way I look at it is I consider all these like, but it's not like a blanket. What was most fun? It's more, if I had to choose one experience to keep from this year, which is the most important, most precious to me, which is the experience that I want to remember, or that I will remember for years to come. And Mario, I'm already forgetting half the levels. I mean, they were great and a lot of fun, but like, there's nothing like iconic about it. There's nothing like, oh my god, remember that? Like, no, I remember that last level.
Remember when I jumped off that wall and landed on that mushroom
other
guy?
Wall?
Yeah.
But The Last of Us left an impression, man. Like, that's a game and a story that I'm just going to remember for years, and that I want to share with everybody. That like, I bought my brother The Last of Us because I'm like, he needs to play this. I want to see what he thinks, you know?
God, I wish I got you that statue for Christmas. Yeah. I would have been the best friend ever.
I wish you did, too.
It's kind of funny. Like, Rebecca, she listens to this...
Show?
No, it's an app. It's called like 8 Tracks or something, but it has just a bunch of playlists.
Why doesn't she listen to our show?
I don't think she's actually ever come and listened to the show. but she plays.
What the fuck, Rebecca?
I'll be sure and tell her to listen to this one specifically. So just start at the one where Gabe says, "What the fuck?" No, but she was like, I can't remember what she was looking for one day. I had said something about. I guess she had listened to some, like, chiptune stuff, and then she found one. She was like, the tags on this playlist are something, something, and BioShock. She's like, what the hell is BioShock? I was like, oh, that's a video game, like, about this. And then, like, she went and, like, looked up the wiki page and was, like, actually, like, kind of, like, interested in what the story. I was like, yeah, it was actually kind of like a really cool story. Like, I don't know that she does not know much about video games at all. So, like,
you gotta check yourself,
the fact that like a story like that existed, I think she thought was kind of cool. But yeah, it's just kind of, I don't remember why I went on this tangent. Oh, I think it was because of The Last of Us, like that, the way that story sticks with you and the way these stories can stick with you. But yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how I got here.
Fuck, man. I don't remember the last 35 minutes. So. Where are we?
You know, if anything, I think that Mario is kind of the best of the best of what a game like Knack is trying to do. It's just like, it's traditional gameplay, and it's gameplay standing on its own. Yeah, there's lots of pretty visuals and cool. I mean, the game's gorgeous. I mean, it's got like just a really pleasant color palette. There's cool use of like blur and just depth of field stuff, and the game's got a lot of cool tricks and cool visuals to it. But at the end of the day, Mario's great because it feels fucking fine tuned. You know, I listen to the Two Best Friends podcast, and they talk about the second you get your hands on Zelda, Link Between Worlds, or the new Mario, you can just feel immediately just the hours and hours of QA, just like all the testing and just fine-tuning. These games are perfect. This
actually,
the best
one of
they could play.
One of the things that I thought was really cool about Zelda was like you start playing around with like the wall merging, and like you're like, well, like when you start realizing like you can do it not just in dungeons, like the first time you start doing it out in the world, you know, like in the overworld, and you start messing around with it and you're like, well, God, I'm going to get so lost, like, fucking with this. And then you find out they put those little stone things in. Like, so, like, the wall, the places you can and cannot move on the wall are so deliberate.
Yeah. No, like, and half the time
it's a puzzle. If you can get on the wall, yeah, if you can get on the wall, you should, because they've left it there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, most of the time. Well,
they thought about everything.
Nintendo, like, chooses to ignore that sort of like other experience that something like The Last of Us gives you in favor of just perfecting the traditional experience. And I don't think they're going to change that anytime soon.
Well, and
I think the like game that they kind of blurred that line with, or like walked that line, is a game from like, what, like 98 or something, Majora's Mask. And I don't think they've really come close since then.
What do you mean?
Like, Majora's Mask, it plays like the 3D Zeldas that everyone loves. And it's, like, satisfying and really well, like, executed. And just feels good. Like, it feels, like you said, like, all that, like, QA that people put in. Like, it feels really fucking good to play that game. But they also have all of those, like subtle, like, subtleties and just that story that you can follow if you choose to. And you just, like, if you dig deeper into Majora's Mask, you get more back.
Hmm.
Do you follow me? You follow what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm being confusing.
You're talking like it has...
I'm not... It's not...
It has a story that's more than skin deep. It's not just... it's not just shit that's in favor of the gameplay. It's,
yeah.
It's its own...
It's not like
something bigger.
It's not a story for... Like, efficiencies. Yeah, babbies. Thank you.
No more babby story.
It's not Save the Princess. It's something more.
Yeah. There's like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? I think A Link Between Worlds would surprise you at the end. The ending has some cool moral dilemma stuff. I mean, it is pretty play school kind of stuff, but it's. But you know, it's more than just Save the Princess from Evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So,
Well, then I'm not even gonna bother finishing it.
No,
it's not worth it.
That's all I wanted was just Save the Princess. That's all
Ravio,
I
want you to beat it, and I almost want to do a spoiler cast, just a spoiler 5 minutes, just to talk about one little thing.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
A spoiler quickie.
I'm moving through it pretty well, so. I should probably. I imagine with the time I have off coming up.
What two dungeons you got?
No, it's three of them. It was. I think it's three still. I just got out to. There's the one in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Is still left. The one up in the top right hand corner.
Oh God, Death Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just got to the desert one.
Okay,
the desert one
was the last one I did.
Okay, I'm at the save point for that one right outside of it. I'm about to go in and do that one.
Okay, yeah. Getting to the mountain one is a fucking asshole.
I can imagine, because, like, I started going that way before, and, like, that motherfucking centaur guy, or not centaur,
bad
minotaur
guy,
minotaur guy, who's standing there, who just destroys you by touching you, basically.
It takes like 100 hits.
Yeah. I was like, I'll do this later.
Yeah, you gotta get the, like, iron ore or whatever. You can upgrade your sword twice. So I have,
yeah,
like,
I haven't found... I found one piece of that shit.
Yeah.
So I haven't even upgraded my sword at all.
Yeah. I like that when you first upgrade it, it turns pink, like the Super Nintendo sword.
Nice.
Then it turns yellow. I don't know what that's about. But, you know what's
spoilers.
Funny? You get the last tunic, the red tunic, you get it in the last dungeon, like halfway through it. So you have like two rooms left and you just got the last tunic. Okay? There's nothing to do in the whole game after that.
I wonder if it's actually hidden somewhere else.
No, it's in the dungeon.
I know, but I'm just like, do you remember Mega Man X? You could get the big X Buster, either you could find it in a level or you get it from Zero when he hands it to you.
Huh.
But it was possible to find it earlier in the game.
Interesting.
That's why I'm wondering if maybe it is somewhere,
yeah,
you know, earlier, but at the end they're just like, okay, here it is. Just take it. Finish the game.
You know,
because in Mega Man X, I mean, you get it right there at the end, too. Like, if you just go to have Zero handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised and proud of myself at this one, because usually I beat Zelda and I have, like, 5 hearts missing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this one, I'm missing 1 heart. Like, I have almost all of them. The game is literally, like, 98%. I'm like, fuck, man. There's no way I'm going to find that heart piece I'm missing. But
right. God, yeah, because it could be anywhere.
Yeah. But I'm like, all right, I feel good. Like, it's a bittersweet thing, too. Like, this is the first time in a while where I've been like, fuck, there's no more Zelda to play. Like, I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah.
And for a 2D Zelda, that's a big deal, because I don't really
like them.
Yeah, that's what I. That's why I was really surprised when you were talking about how good it was.
Yeah.
Like, because prior to it releasing, like, yeah, that was kind of your attitude. Like, it's a 2D like, Zelda. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I like Minish Cap. I mean, that's my favorite 2D Zelda. But yeah, this game's good, dude. It's really good.
Yep. Yep. So far, so good.
What if Nintendo was like, psych, Retro is actually working on the next Zelda?
They would never do that.
No, they would never do
that. By the way, like...
No, they're Donkey Konging it up over there.
Yeah, it's just the best. No. After beating A Link Between Worlds, I immediately loaded up Ocarina of Time on my 3DS. And Jesus Christ, could, like... What a drastic change. Like, because A Link Between Worlds, you feel like you're driving a fucking bullet bike through the whole game. Like, you're so fast, like boom boom boom, you press up and you shoot up, you know. And in Ocarina of Time, he's just slowly like like walking. Oh, fuck, man, it's so slow when you compare the games. I'm just like, I can't believe the difference. So I don't know, I hope this hasn't spoiled me on 3D Zeldas. I'll be pissed. I don't know, I felt like Ocarina of Time
sirens.
3D was really like felt slower than the original version. I don't know if like it's because they've over animated Link or made him a different size, or
you
I
just
feel
don't
like
remember
it
correctly.
Might be, it might be you're just used to faster moving things now.
Maybe, but I played a lot of Ocarina of Time on the GameCube when they re-released it. And then I remember getting the 3DS one and being like, he looks weird. He walks like he moves weird. Looks a little slow. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think something worth talking about, though, is indie games this year, because they had like a second coming in emergence.
It came all over the place.
Yeah, oh my
Gabe
god.
Gabe said coming.
He's coming day.
Yeah, yeah, Rebecca, definitely listen to this episode.
Sorry. anyway, continue.
Because, well, I feel like it's kind of interesting, because the two indie games that I think stand out and I love, Javi, not so much, I'd say, in Gone Home and The Stanley Parable.
I really liked Gone Home, but, for weird reasons. Anyway, continue. I'll talk about that in a second. Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
I appreciate Gone Home. Like, Rachel is very fuck this game forever because it wasn't a horror game.
Oh, that's why she doesn't like it.
Pretty much, because it built up and built up and built up, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, you were kind of waiting for like the weird twist that was gonna freak
spoilers.
You out.
Spoilers.
Well,
I think that like
maybe I'll write that.
I think I gave up on the it's gonna get scary thing like after you'd played it for so long and that really never showed up.
Yeah, I mean it did have that really cheap. Well, not cheap. It was really cool at the time, but then it built up to nothing. Was when you're in that hallway, that secret passage, and then the light bulb pops when you're in there. It's like oh fuck. Yeah, that was cool, and then the game never did anything like that again.
Yeah.
Well, it was just the atmosphere the entire time.
I
I really appreciate it. It was like a really great environment and the stuff that it populated itself with, and the writing was all great. It felt like you were doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. It felt like you were in this house where people lived their whole lives, and you're learning about them.
Yeah,
retroactively.
Have one of you, I would probably point more to Gabe or Dylan, even though he's not here, found a screen capture of the letter that you can't read?
What?
There's the letter you pick up and you start to read it, and then she's like, no, because it's describing a sexual encounter between her sister and someone else.
No.
But
no.
I never was able to read the whole thing, and I was like, someone's got to have a screen capture of this, right? Like... But I didn't know if anyone had searched for that yet, because I haven't. So
I am on Google right now.
Gabe
gone
is
gone home sex letter.
That should
oh, I remember
probably
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. The forbidden sex manuscript. Okay, here we go. Do you want me to read it?
I think yeah. I think we should go ahead.
The audience
and do that.
Deserves.
Yeah, the
this.
Audience needs.
Oh wait,
this.
That's not it.
Oh.
talk amongst yourselves.
Damn it, Gabe.
I'll find
we
it.
Gave you one thing to do. Yeah. Actually, we didn't even give it to
oh,
you.
Okay, wait. Okay, they just didn't. Oh, okay. Well, the forum post says kind of disappointing, though.
I don't care.
All right.
Let's I see. Wasn't. I'm not oh, over here. Not like found. My pants are not like around my ankles over here. I'm just curious what it said.
Yours aren't.
Speak for yourselves.
I have a copy of Geist on GameCube here. I want to pop that in. Take that, Beyond.
Beyond.
Anyways, so we're not reading that shit. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I finally got it.
You took too long.
Well, we dive it right here. Okay, I'll link to Ryan later.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways.
Stanley Parable. Stanley Parable.
I did
no,
not.
No, like, and you know what? Everything I said about Gone Home, you can apply it to Stanley Parable, too. Like, it's really clever. I like what they're doing. Not
they
game
play,
of the year.
They well, the play thing... with, like, the what's the just like the motifs of games in general, just like what you expect of games.
Well, what I thought, what actually got me about Gone Home was like reading all the letters and everything from the little sister. Like, I think it like super nailed that feeling of being a teenager and like falling for someone for the first time and like having your heart broken and. All that stuff like it brought back some memories and you're like wow they kind of nailed that. it did a really good job of of I guess pulling those emotions out of you as you're reading these things
I think that the game brought the best of both worlds with you know, the written word is often like, you know, that's why nothing's as good as the book because you read it and your mind fills in the gaps. And so like your imagination makes anything you read in a book way better and more, you can connect with it way more than anything in a movie or a video game. So this game is essentially a book, but wrapped around this 3D environment, you're in that girl's bedroom, you're reading the physical note that you just found under her bed, or you know, so that adds this whole other dimension to it. So I think it takes the connection that you have to a book that you're reading and brings it to a whole other level with this interactive medium, and so maybe that's why it's struck such a chord with people, because it connects on a whole other level.
Right. Yeah, it's a book plus, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think also just like the idea that like you see her room and like the posters and like the letters and the things scribbled on the letters and the little dumb doodle, like
that was
what I grew up with, like you know, like passing notes and writing these
things
like down.
There's like X-Files
and all X-Files seasons on VHS,
right?
Yeah. Stuff. Like this is a real girl, and I got the feeling that this is. Whoever wrote this stuff, this is like kind of her projecting herself in high
school. in some form or fashion, definitely. Yeah. Because it was very genuine and felt very real, so you figure, it has to be tied to something.
Yeah, I mean, if this was if Gone Home was about me, it would just be full of like GameCube things and Nintendo boxes everywhere.
Yeah, just really angsty notes written on GameCubes.
it would have like my what is it, fucking dead journal.
Can that be the name of this episode? really angsty notes written on GameCubes.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Angsty GameCube notes.
Yeah.
Well, and then Stanley Parable, like, hurts my brain with how many, like, with how visible the branches are in the storytelling, and then just thinking about how fucking many there are. Because that game, it pretty much, every hallway you go down offers two, like, clearly visible ways to go, and then there's a narrator saying, Stanley went to, like, through the left door, something like that. That's a terrible example. But then if you take the right door, you'd be like, Stanley knew this wasn't the way, but he went here anyway, curious to find what, like, curious to see what he would find. And then it says, like, the actual, like, then at the next intersection, we'll say, well, he knows he has to turn right here to make it, to the conference room that he has to get to. But then you can turn left and just keep fucking with everything and just finding out more and more, and it's just, I fucking love that game.
I did not play it.
Should.
I did.
And the demo's pretty funny as well.
It's interesting. It's like, but what Gabe just described to you, that's it. That's the whole thing. There's cool, oh wow, I can't believe it turned out that way. But then it just resets and you go back to the beginning of the game. It's like, well, start over. It's like, all right. And so you just go and you...
Well, it's not entirely starting over. Like, some different endings you have to, like, you build up.
It remembers what ending you got, and you'll never get that same ending again. But it's still the same thing. It's still, you're in this office. Here's the same little hallway that you always go through, and then you start to see something a little bit different. And, yeah, it's clever, but, like, you can only do that for 20 minutes or so, and then you're just like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm gonna turn this off, because there's no, like, all right, you've done it, you've played the Stanley Parable, you've beaten it, or there's no checkpoint, there's nothing. It's just, you know, it's fucking with you the whole time, and that's cool. I appreciate it. It was clever, but I wasn't like, wow, what? I don't know.
Wow, what charisma.
No, and I feel that might not be fair to say that it didn't wow me, because it is like, whoa, this is unlike anything I've ever played before. That's totally true. I absolutely give them that.
I don't give a shit about game length.
No, like, and I don't either.
We both said, we don't play games for, like, the fun. We play it for the experience, sure. And that experience can't be a fun experience.
15 hours or GTFO.
No, and I hear you on that. So, like, if this experience was just mind-blowing or something that you don't want to ever forget, that's cool, and more power to you. For me, it was like, all right, that was really neat. But, yeah,
neat.
No.
I mean, yeah, no, I see that.
And people, different people connect to different games for different reasons, you know? I really love, like, Super Meat Boy, for example. I loved it, but it's not like
the game love this.
That I fucking love to death. And there's people that died for Super Meat Boy, and that's awesome.
It's funny that you bring up that game, because something I was going to ask, if anyone had any, like, memorable soundtracks from the year, because Super Meat Boy was one of the best I've ever heard in a game, but I don't know if anything stands out this year that I need to go back and, like, pull some of them up and listen to them.
Gone Home, sure, Last of Us, Bioshock Infinite.
I don't even know the Bioshock Infinite soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't think the Last of Us soundtrack was any good, or it was, like, memorable anyway. Like, it was probably fine. It probably set the mood just fine, but I don't recall anything specific.
Damn it, it's on Spotify. Listen to that shit again.
You don't remember? Dun, 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 dun,
oh, dun, never mind. Dun, dun, I take that back. I remember now. Yeah. That's from every game. That's from every
you,
game
you
this
just,
year.
You just, like, shit on work that a guy spent, like...
No, I love that. I think the soundtrack's great. I did listen
to the soundtrack from Link Between Worlds is pretty good.
Dude, have you gone into the Kakariko Village and just talked to the people in the milk bar, and they just play tons of the music from all the different games, and it's like... live recordings. Like, if you have your headphones in, you can hear the chick that's, like, playing the flute. You can hear her breathing in between each blow. It's like,
oh, really?
Wow. Yeah,
do you remember the part of the song where she's like...
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
No, but, like, it's
yeah,
real
fuck
people
you guys.
Playing real instruments, and it's really good, man. Like, it's a harp and a flute playing classic Zelda music, and it's just... It sounds like old school, like, Celtic music. It's great.
I tell you,
it only took Nintendo like 7 years to finally do orchestrated music,
and it's on a handheld. It's on the GameCube too.
Like, holy shit!
No, they did. It was in Shadow
Skyward
of the Empire.
Sword. Shadow of the Empire. That's freaking
N64. Yeah, but it was orchestrated. It was.
But it was on.
It was an exclusive.
They didn't fit orchestrated music on an N64.
It absolutely was.
I don't think that's possible.
It apparently is because it was. Go back and listen to it.
I mean, that's like me saying that scene from Final Fantasy VI is actually an opera.
Okay. Well, go back and listen to it. It is orchestrated.
No one knows
music.
That reference. Not even me.
That's like the most famous part of that game.
That's the most famous part of that franchise I never played a game of. So
oh, dude,
cool.
Did you hear, or fucking, I don't remember who, it was GameStop, GameSpot. GameSpot reviewed basically the new Final Fantasy for 3DS, but it's not called Final Fantasy. It comes out in January, and it looks fucking sweet.
It's what called Dream call. Drop 334 and a half. But like Final Fantasy's never in there anywhere.
No, it's called something default. Like, it's something really stupid.
Oh shit!
Cloud default.
I think I saw that at PAX, and I was like, "What the fuck is this shit?" I don't.
Bravely
care.
Default. Bravely default.
Yep, that sounds like a Final Fantasy name.
But it looks awesome. Like, I really want it, so I'm gonna get it when it comes out. You know what? It comes down to if it's available on the store. If it's not digitally, I will not buy it. Sorry, Kid Icarus.
Oh yeah, there was on the soundtrack front. I'm ready to see what the soundtrack to Transistor is, just so I can fall in love with that girl all over again.
All right, keep your pants on.
This is the best episode to listen to, Rebecca.
Check it out. The default alt looks good.
That's what good. It's all about. Or something.
Yeah.
It's
anyways,
like one of my Japanese animes.
Fucking the. What's
when does this come out?
Music?
Come out
this year? Dude, that when you like emerge through the clouds in Bioshock Infinite, that might be my favorite song of the year. The Welcome to Columbia.
Hmm.
No one knows.
It was just it was just a remix of Welcome to the Jungle.
Fuck you.
You in Colombia, baby. You gonna die. Yeah, get that out of your head now, Gabe.
And with Bioshock Infinite, you have to consider, like, the music licensing that they did as well, because that was really cool. Like, girls just want to have fun being in there.
Oh, yeah, they did get some, there were some, when there's
God Only Knows by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some,
it's not by the Beastie Boys.
Credence, some Credence in there, right?
Wow.
Sabotage.
You don't remember when Elizabeth was breaking down Santa?
Can't stand it. You planned it.
That's how you beat Songbird. You have a rap battle.
Yeah, it's just Eminem is there.
God, why aren't we game designers? We're
Mr.
way
Fry
better at
you
this
in my
shit.
Walk.
Wow. God, game of the year is us.
Amazing.
Remember that website we ran?
I don't. Yeah. I remember this thing we had where there was a login that kept breaking. I do remember that.
Is it up right now?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know, dude.
I think it was working last time we...
I'll check if the gameth.
It was working a few days ago when I logged in for something.
Yeah. But why would it mean it's working now?
That is true.
It works when it feels like
Sean,
it.
Sean, you're my though. Same height.
Okay.
That is neat.
All right, we good.
that means somebody will hear this. It will get posted and somebody will hear this. All right, should we go to questions? We had like two questions.
We got a few. One of them was, what is your game of the year? So we just spent an hour and 5 minutes answering your question, Justin Doss. There you go. What the fuck is this picture?
Bravely Default.
Oh, God.
Why?
Why not?
Javi just posted a picture of like a naked baby.
Yep.
Game of the year. Soundtrack of the year.
Soundtrack of the year, naked baby.
Naked baby.
Brave naked baby.
Bravely baby.
Bravely baby by default.
Okay. Here we go. Questions time. Harris Foster asks.
Okay.
What is your favorite milkshake?
Anime.
And a milkshake.
Oh, Japan.
Okay.
God damn it.
There we go.
This game's brand new, Japan.
Cuttlefish!
All right, next question comes from Skype, and it's Javi posting a picture. Dear fucking God, Japan.
What is happening? Why?
Is this just like a collage of all the upskirt shots in this game?
I think it's
one scene. It is. In just this one scene.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be brave.
Like, do people get off to this?
They put in the panty shots by default.
I know
this is, they do it bravely. By default.
God, the developers of this game are so brave.
Flying right, Fairy is the subtitle, by the way.
God,
bravely Default Flying Fairy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so Japanese. All right, Jordan Rodke. Okay. What's Harris Foster's one weakness? Now, if we're talking...
Tact! Which is my answer or free podcast, and I figured I'd share it with the audience.
Clowns.
Clowns for sure. Also, I heard he can't bench very much, so.
Yeah, God. What a
God.
Pussy.
What a babby.
You guys should watch me bench.
You should watch me sit on a bench.
Yeah, I do that pretty well.
Dude, I bench so hard.
Ryan.
Harris, yeah.
Here's a fun exercise.
Okay.
Write a comic right now and say it out loud, and then I'll write it. Draw it.
Harris Foster goes to the gym. He tries to bench, and then he just kills himself because he drops it. And then at the end, it's just Harris's weakness. And like, it's all three of us, and we just say that real loud.
Perfect.
I can see it now.
And I'm done. It's on the site.
Hooray!
Gabe, don't post this for a week. Oh, wait, you wouldn't anyway.
Oh, snap.
Well, I'm going to leave now.
I'm all giving you shit. I haven't drawn a comic in 2 years.
We're all terrible.
We're the worst.
Hey, listener, why are you still listening? Who are you?
Send emails.
Listener.
Well, don't send an email. Just hit us up on Twitter. Let us know.
I know there's at least like 27 of you.
We should just turn this.
Who the fuck are you?
We should just turn this podcast into like a weekly Google Hangout.
I don't want to hang out with anybody.
Yeah, I don't like you people.
Fuck you guys. You're probably all musty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play Mario.
I'm just kidding. I love,
anyway, I love
this chick's name is Idea.
What?
Yeah. Idea.
That's so
that's
brave.
That's kind of a cool name. What that's about really Ringabel?
This is very
Agnes.
Brave.
Roxas.
Idea.
Tiz.
I hate her already. I hate you, Idea.
Tiz.
Agnes.
Do you think maybe they were trying to make a play on IKEA and didn't realize that idea is also a word? And
so that would just... be really brave of them.
That's immediately what I thought,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah. They're like, oh, fuck, that's a word too. Damn it.
It's too late. We
too late. This can't be another, what was it? Was it Resident Evil that they misspelled the...
Oh, Revelia-tons.
Revelia-tons. This can't be Hobby another Revelia-tons.
Went into another castle, of like a video game store. We saw one of the game cases print. Like that.
Yeah. It was great.
Speaking of which, we should totally do something this weekend.
We should totally go there again, because it's fun.
Yeah. Or like MVPs. Or
well, it's ends, part of the, it's the part of the whole trek up there.
And then Cinnabar. And look at that, it's my birthday this week, so we can be like, perfect. Yo, Gabe, let's do this for your birthday, and then people will actually come hang out.
And then I'll buy you drinks, and probably the dinner and shit, and then I won't feel bad about not getting you things.
Did I get you anything?
I don't know. Fucking, you lived here.
Yeah.
That was my gift to you.
His curse. Who is he? He's Gabe.
Gabe. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Justin Doss saying, I miss you guys, that's questions. Well, he said, I miss you guys. What's your game of the year? Which we spent an hour and 5 minutes.
Wait, right? What's Ryan's discussing? Game of the year?
Did any of us give an actual game of the year?
Last of Us.
I said Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't talk about Gunpoint at all.
I'm
going
to have to think about
sad.
It. You guys, this was sprung
nope,
on me
right now.
Before
nope,
we started.
Right now. Right now, no thinking.
You've had the whole podcast to think about it.
Oh,
over the whole
Ryan.
Year's
games. Tiny Death Star for...
Is it Zelda? Ryan, is it Zelda?
It's Tiny Death Star for Android and iOS. That is my game of the year.
Is it Zelda?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Is it Rune Factory 4?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I see it on Metacritic.
It's doing very well.
Is it Sonic Lost World?
Absolutely.
Wow, that got shit on.
Is it Forza?
Forza.
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 All right. So Ryan, just fucking say a game. We're not stopping this podcast until you say something.
Oh yeah, that's what you think. Austin, stop. I don't give a fuck.
Then there's no podcast.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Ryan's
Maybe
game of the year is Zelda: A Link Between Worlds.
Sure, let's say Calling that. Now. I guess so.
It's really good.
It is really good.
My game of the year
have
is.
Any max.
Mm-mm. Didn't have any max.
But you could fly a dope ass broom.
Yeah.
My sure game of the year is Fast and Furious 6. Because that movie's practically a video game.
I watched Chronicle last night.
For the first time.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. It was kind of unsatisfying, and oh my god, that last shot was the worst green screen I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, what the?
You made
the mountain.
It. You made it, buddy. I'm in Tibet. Look at this green screen. Look at it. It's awesome.
Wait,
we
which
ran
movie
out of money.
Is this?
Chronicle.
Chronicle. I don't.
Chronicle.
It's just not Chronicles of anything. It's just Chronicle.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is.
It's like a found footage film where these kids like find this alien thingy and it gives them the power of telekinesis.
Oh.
And then one of them goes evil and starts killing people. And
like
then,
you do.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
And then that's the end.
Word.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah, the ending was kind of unsatisfying. But
like when they ditch the whole found footage thing.
Yeah.
So they can get a close up of a guy screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Why is he screaming so much? Why doesn't he just fly away? He can go anywhere, do whatever the fuck he wants. No, seriously, that's what he's doing. And like the whole all of Seattle is blowing up with glass everywhere.
Oh, that was Seattle?
Seriously?
Dude, it's been so long since I've watched
Seriously?
Them.
Like, the climax is on the Space Needle. On the Space Needle. Fuck.
No, he thought it was that tower in Toronto.
And then you tweet at me, I can't believe you didn't know that the ring took place in Seattle. Yeah, because there's no monuments. There's no landmarks in fucking the ring at all.
Well, yeah, but I've watched The Ring recently. God. I haven't watched Chronicle in like 10 years.
Fun fact, Chronicle came out like 2 years ago. Or 1 year ago. And The Ring came out 10 years ago.
You have no proof.
Quest Tubs. Okay.
We've officially talked about nothing for 10 minutes. I think that means it's time to end this show.
I think so.
If you've watched Chronicle and you forgot it took place in Seattle, write in.
Tell Javi how fucking stupid he is. You can tweet us at Game Over Nation.
You can tweet me personally at JaviG0N. Soon to be something else, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. It's going to be obviously.
Well, that's just... obvious.
God, fuck everything.
Ryan De La Rosa is at Ryan De La Rosa.
No. No.
Airstrike Ryan.
Airstrike Rhino.
Under the facade of Hanukkah Harden.
Hanukkah Harden, yeah. If you look up Airstrike Rhino, you will find Hanukkah Harden. And that's the same guy.
Yeah, one and the same.
Dylan Roush is Raw Dog. Gabe is
under the guise of Jolly Jordan.
Rabid Womb at 9.
And I am Boxing Day Barkley.
The other day I tweeted something at Chris Oster tag and he responded, "Why is everybody basketball players?" And I just responded with, "Ho ho hoops." I gave him no explanation.
I'm actually pretty proud that this, like, actually, everyone actually came back and did this a year later.
Yeah.
Did what? What are you talking about?
Last year, Ryan wasn't a part of it, but it was me, Harris, and Dylan. We had our ho-ho hoops, this alter egos. Mm-hmm. Harris's Christmas Shack, which started it all because he saw
that
a picture of
that
at Target
Shaq,
of Shaq in a Christmas hat. So we took a
picture
of it.
They call it a Santa hat.
No. No, they don't.
No, they do.
And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll be Boxing Day Barkley.
And then we came up with, I helped you come up with with some of the names, but I did not participate last year.
And then there's Jolly Jordan. Dylan was Kwanzaa Kobe for a lot of last year. And now Jolly Jordan.
Yeah.
So there are more entries, Javi, if you're interested. There are more.
Yeah. Nowitzki's open. Still open, right?
No, Devin. Oh, Devin is New Year's Nowitzki.
Gotcha.
You can find more of these shenanigans at GameOverNation.com. No, you can't. This is just fucking podcasts.
Yeah, we can put these shenanigans there. We'll just post a picture of all of our...
Actually, yeah,
players.
You can find our Twitter accounts at the bottom of GameOverNation.com.
So you should go there.
And scroll all the way down.
And there they are.
You should, while you're scrolling down, you should hit play on all the podcast episodes, because mm-hmm. It gives us no revenue, but it makes us feel good with them bloated numbers.
It definitely makes us feel good.
So it's like, let's take a look here. Let's be full transparent.
Well, we already are. Everyone opacity. Can fucking see that.
Let's see. So episode 109 came out last week. 100%
opacity means they can't see us.
Yeah. Transparent.
60, 84, 59, 83, 120.
120, bitch. Brap, brap.
And then I'm pretty sure it's like 27.
It's because they thought we were back, and then we didn't. We
all right, this is the site.
And then the site went down for like a month.
It was about time. And then we never recovered. Well, no, and then they're like, 83 people tuned in. They're like, oh my god, they're back. And then they're like, oh fuck, they suck. 59. Fuck.
Pop, pop.
We give you guys these pity downloads.
Yeah, I guess I'll listen, idiots.
Pop, pop.
Hey, if you tell us that you listen to the show, I may just... draw something for you.
I yay. Listen to this show.
Yeah, me too. I actually did.
Can you draw a picture of the Holiday Hoop Squad?
I drew
in lieu
all
of the
you
Last
guys
Supper?
Your own avatar.
Can you draw the Holiday Hoop Squad in lieu of The Last Supper?
Oh, I'm giving you a popcorn.
That would be pretty great.
Nah, dog.
There's your birthday present.
I gotta draw Harris getting squashed by weights or whatever the fuck.
Hey, you put me on the spot, man.
Yeah, that's our comic. I'm gonna put
I panicked.
In extra large font written by Ryan Delaware.
That's just the first panel. And then the middle panel is just Harris getting crushed. And then the last one is, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna make it look extra shitty. And just not put my name on it.
Written and DeLaRosa. Drawn by Ryan DeLaRosa.
Well, you spell your name wrong. Ryan.
All right, we should end this. We should go.
I know. It's been fun.
It has been fun. So that's episode what? 110?
I don't know, man. What is this?
110.
110?
110.
That's hard to believe. We've been around 100 years.
Christmas time.
110 years.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you next. Wait, no, we won't. Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll get ants in my pants and want to record something.
I don't
anyway.
Know.
So
I am
maybe
a
I'll see
leaf
you next
on the
week.
Wind.
I don't know about these white devils.
I should be around next week, so.
Okay.
Florida.
Watch them roar.
Florida. Yeah. Be in Florida.
Wait, Gabe, you're going to be
fuck
in
if I know, man.
Boston.
You've Florida.
In your eastern roots.
Do they even have internet there?
Never mind.
So you're going to be in Florida, so no, nothing coming from your end. It's all on me.
Bye-bye.
Bring it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Guys, bye.
Bye.